like an all-inclusive resort for news, talk, and sports.
Why is the run gone?
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, 434-964-1075. Emails Joe at WCHV.com. So yesterday we had Attorney General Jason Miaris on the show, and he is the signatory along with 12 other attorneys general on a letter calling on the Department of Well, you know what? Let's let Jason tell you what they're trying to push back against.
You are right. The Department of Agriculture, what the Biden administration has attempted to do to weaponize nutrition assistance for feeding children is just shocking. And for your listeners to know, what has happened is the Biden administration has said, if you are seeking federal assistance for nutrition for needy kids, i.e. reduced lunch programs for kids from poor backgrounds, then your school must and is required, if you're going to accept this money, must allow biological males to participate in women's sports and must allow biological males to both use women's locker rooms and women's bathrooms. This program has been around since 1946. They have never tried to use this program to try to bring in advance a far extreme social agenda. And it's what the federal government often does. It's not a law. It's not a bill. Your congressman and senator never votes on it. It's much easier for the Biden administration to instruct the Department of Agriculture to promulgate this, quote, regulation that it has the same full force and effect of a law, that is a radical interpretation of the law to try to force these schools to accept this pretty, I think most Americans would find that pretty shocking. That is exactly what has happened. And so part of my job as Attorney General is to push back on federal overreach. We joined a coalition of over 20 other state attorney generals, and we have filed suit against the Biden administration that says, listen, do not treat kids from poor backgrounds as a political pawn. Remove this language. They should not be in the center of this kind of push for you to push this kind of pretty radical cultural change on our public schools.
So that was from yesterday morning's program. Jason Miaris is telling us. Secretary Guidera took it even further than that. We'll get the clips of that. But I mean, just for a second, I mean, you don't even have to imagine. Because we just went through, 3 months of people just hypothesizing what fascist Republicans would do with, you know, government funding in regards to abortion. It's not even hypothetical anymore. And believe me, you and I both are well aware, if the left accuses you of something, it's because they're doing it. And here we have the Biden administration saying, okay, we can't get a law that says you have to let boys into the girls' bathroom. Again, I've got two words for you, Loudoun County. Somebody get Terry McAuliffe a burner phone so he can call the Oval Office. They don't care, though. This is the all the chips in the middle of the table strategy. One big hand will blow everything up, and then, you know, we'll figure something out once all the dust settles. And it has to stop. It's part of why I've taken such a big stand on Convention of States, because this is one of the things the Convention of States wants to amend the U.S. Constitution to restrict the power, as the Supreme Court adjudicated in West Virginia versus EPA, these unelected bureaucrats making mid six-figure salaries on the taxpayer dime, being given the power of the legislature under funding because we haven't passed a federal budget in 12 years, the last federal budget that was passed by Congress and signed into law by the president was voted on by 5th District Congressman Tom freaking Perriello. We just keep doing reconciliation acts and budget, you know, and, oh, well, we'll do a continuing resolution on top of it. And we just add 5% onto everything. And we tell the bureaucracies, the Department of Agriculture in this place, you have the power of the legislative bodies. And, you know, and remember why I said the Convention of States is important, because as the Declaration of Independence was to Magna Carta, the Convention of States, aka the Article 5 Convention, is to the U.S. Constitution. Kids, that's what they ask you in SATs.
If this is, and then what is?
And if you go through the abuses and usurpations, you will find in there a passage regarding he is sent forth. Let me actually get the text, because I don't want the keyboard warriors to say, Joe doesn't even know the Declaration of Independence by heart. What kind of conservo fascist white sheet wearer is he? But I do keep an annotated version of the Declaration of Independence for reference. But in the abuses and usurpations is, and I quote now, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Thus being the Department of Agriculture. This is why, as the Declaration of Independence was to the Magna Carta, the Article 5 Convention is to the U.S. Constitution. It is the remedy within the law, prescribed by the law, to fix the law. George Mason himself said, I don't trust the idea of a centralized government. We need a third alternative. We can't expect elected officials to fix the problems of other elected officials. You know, I get people all the time complaining about, you know, the, what do they call it, the blue line, the blue code of silence that they love to claim, and the police officers won't say anything about other police officers, even if they're doing bad. And certainly that was manifest in horrific detail in what you saw, you know, the rookie cop that just got sentenced to years in jail because he didn't say anything. Up in Minnesota in the Floyd case. And I love to hear people say that, but this is what George Mason put the Article 5 provision in regarding the states calling their own convention. Because at some point, the Insiders Club, the old boys and new boys network of elected officials in Washington, have grown, you know, so much. What does Charlie Kirk call it now? The Uniparty? Is that the phrase Charlie uses? I think I heard him call it that. I thought that was a nice turn of a phrase. Read Secret Empires by Peter Schweitzer. And how many Republicans like Mitch McConnell, whose father-in-law runs the biggest Chinese shipping company, not in the United States, I mean in China. Oh, and his daughter got to be Secretary of Transportation under President Trump. Because Reince Priebus said, no, she knows transportation. It's a family business. Don't even get me started again on, you know, what happened once they were able to get General Flynn out of the chief of staff's office. But here we have, you know, he has sent forth a multiple of, you know, created a multiple of new offices and sent forth officers to harass our people. Department of Agriculture says, let boys play girl sports and let them use the bathroom with the girls, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope nothing bad happens like in Loudoun County, right, President Biden?
Summertime in Virginia means never having to say, well, at least it's a dry heat.
I'm as mad as hell.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Take this anymore. Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a
mixed up Joe Thomas in the morning. The Department of Ag's new theme song. The transgender bathrooms across our public schools in the Commonwealth of Virginia, across America, as the Department of Agriculture has held hostage school lunch fund money if schools don't enact transgender permissions. And at some point, it'll devolve into celebrations. You'll have quotas. You'll get more funding if you have more transgender students. So there'll be campaigns. Who really wants to be a girl? Who, you know, show of hands, who really doesn't want to be a boy anymore? And, you know, school nurses will, you know, have, at very least, they'll have the puberty blocking pills. They won't be able to give your kid an aspirin, but they'll be able to give them puberty blocking pills. What? Wait. Well, yeah, I'm trying to be absurd because this is what I listened to for the last 3 months coming from people like Whoopi Goldberg telling me that the next thing the Supreme Court is going to ban is gay marriage and, you know, the women's vote and the right to work. And just you name it. But extrapolate from this, the Department of Agriculture, and really this is the dark side of Munchausen's by government syndrome. Because this is sort of like Tony Perkins in Psycho, and Mama has been Munchausen with him his whole life, and now she's just a dead corpse in the, not that I'm saying Joe Biden is a dead corpse yet, in a chair in the attic, telling him in his mind, yeah, go kill Janet Leigh in the shower. So Mama first makes the kid sick so that Mama can insist that she's the only one who can fix the, you know, and gets the appropriate attention for it. But then eventually Mama understands that she can make the kid do things under the threat of making him sick again. Because at some point the kid catches on that Mom's the one making him sick, or at least catches on that Mom's the only one that can make him better. And so Mama starts saying, well, come here. We want you to dress as a girl. Mama, I don't want to dress as a girl. You want lunch? Tell me that's not what's happening here with the Department of Agriculture saying no school lunch money for you. So why do we need school lunch money? Because of the Great Society. Well, all right, school lunches really started in the 40s. But you know why? Great Society. Well, the New Deal. So why do we need a Green New Deal? Green New Deal is going to do more than this. But by 1946, 47, we needed a school lunch program because the New Deal had made so much of our population poor. And don't forget that this is the premise that the Virginia Act for Sterilization was based on. So don't think that governments can't start mandating medical procedures. The Commonwealth of Virginia, until 1988, had a law in its book saying that if you were in a state facility, which is where we put people who were chronically on public assistance in the 20s and 30s, once you were in that institution, we could sterilize you. And we put you in that institution because you couldn't find work, and you couldn't find work because you're colored. And the laws of Harry Byrd's Virginia said, don't hire them. You see how the eugenicist mind works? First, we make a law that makes it impossible for a black family to, you know, make money. Then we tell them, well, we can give you government assistance. But after you've been on government assistance a certain amount of time, we're going to move you into this facility. And once you're in the facility, we're going to sterilize you and your kids because what did Oliver Wendell Holmes say? Three generations of imbeciles were enough. So So don't pretend that the American government and the Virginia government can't do this stuff. Before we took Harry Byrd's statue down too, and everyone was like, "Well, Joe, you got what you want." I said, "I didn't actually want them to take the Harry Byrd statue down. I was saying it was the hypocrisy of the guy who was actually a racist still having a statue." Just like I don't want the UVA student council to take down statues to eugenicists. I want to rub people's nose in the. I want a sign saying this guy believed that there was an Ubermensch, and that we should get rid of the weak ones, you know, medically. We should have a government board to determine who survives and who doesn't. This is as infuriating. And don't forget, again, inconvenient truths, history. Never mind the Fourth Reich. The Third Reich said, how are we going to get rid of the Jews? Oh, you know, the Americans have all these laws about blacks. What if we just change? What's the German word for whiteout? Well, it's just Kristallnacht now. I'm sorry, too much Mel Brooks in my life. I chuckle when I think of Nazis. They're not funny. They need to be lampooned, though. Man's inhumanity to man is exactly why George Mason insisted on an Article 5 provision that we, the people, could call a convention of the states, because he, whether he knew technocrats or not, knew that there were people he didn't trust with too much power. And then by the 40s, because we had wrecked our economy under the New Deal, we had all these poor people because we killed Lincoln before he could finish freeing the slaves properly. The Dixiecrats of Harry Byrd and company, you certainly were able to get John Wilkes Booth paid enough money to do that. So don't roll your eyes at this story about the Department of Agriculture saying you have to let boys play women's sports and boys go use the girls' bathroom, Loudoun County. As, oh, well, all that couldn't happen. I just chronicled a whole bunch of things that already have happened when the government does that. But sure, should we have a world where we don't need a school lunch program? I asked Jason Miaris about it. I said, what would happen if a school said, no, I'm not complying? I'll play it for you next. It's a treatise in what Munchausen's by government sounds like.
Avoid the traffic. Listen for reports all morning and whenever there's an accident on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
No more turning away.
Joe Thomas in the morning talking about the story yesterday morning. We discovered that the Department of Agriculture and a bunch of attorneys general, including Jason Miaris of Virginia, have signed on to a letter. What did he say? 20 of them have signed on to a letter saying, don't you weaponize the school lunch programs, where the government said if you're getting federal money for your school lunch program, you have to let boys play girls' sports and let boys use girls' bathrooms and all their transgender policies. And as I said, at some point that will become quotas, and you'll get more funding if you have more transgender students. And then you'll start to really see, you know, all of a sudden it's not just puberty blockers, but then, you know, we'll have chemical castration pills at the school nurse's office. You name it. I mean, the horror show, because remember, the Third Reich was just copying the Dixiecrats and their Jim Crow laws, the real ones, President Brandon. But the the Biden administration has weaponized. And just for a second, just conceptualize what would happen if the next president, and we will leave that name blank for now, the next president is a Republican and says, you know what? If your school gets school lunch money and teaches sex ed, we're going to take away all your school funding until you take away the sex ed classes. I don't know. Pick one. Or, you know, we insist on every kid, say, you know, the Lord's Prayer right before they say the stars may. And you may agree with all these things, but this is what happens when the government gives you money. Sugar daddy, your pimp, the federal government says, you know, if you don't do what I say, if you don't stand on this street corner, you don't get the money. So I asked Jason Miaris, well, could we say no?
Yeah, I mean, it really blindside you because you're not expecting it. You know, maybe the Department of Education, you want to ag to use that and school lunches of all things. It's amazing. Jace, how much money are we talking about for a school? I mean, could a school turn it down or a school division, you know, or is it going to break the bank
the reality is if you're in a position as a school where you have a large number of children that are coming from homes below the poverty line, you are simply not in a position to turn it down. Yeah, that's just the stark reality.
Well, Jason.
And so you cannot, it really has put these school districts in a next to impossible position. And think about it. Some of them then are in a position where are they going to have to try to spend money on a unisex bathroom, you know, all the different changes there. And so you have a real, it's also about defending women's sports.
Sure.
Sometimes you can be so open. I'm sorry?
Title IX. I mean, you know, what happened to that?
Title IX. Well, you could be so open-minded sometimes that your brain falls out. And so we all.
I'm actually lifting that out. That's going to be in one of my new station IDs. Joe Thomas in the morning. That was a great line. You know, the line of the day goes to Jason Miaris, Attorney General. When he's speaking to, and I think beautifully and artfully there, is that as you chase populism around, you wind up grabbing your own tail and chopping it off because you don't realize you're chasing your own tail. Bill Maher is the one that said, thank God my parents didn't indulge me because when I was in third grade, I wanted to be a pirate and they didn't sign me up for eye removal surgery and peg leg installation. I may be paraphrasing. I'm not nearly as pithy as Bill Maher is. No, I'm not fishing for compliments. You don't need to call 434-964-1075. But this is what's happened. So if 1946, we're suffering under the New Deal. We have all these poor black families because Jim Crow laws won't let them work. Virginia's just straight up sterilizing them. And then by the 60s, 20 years hence, along comes Lyndon Johnson and says, hold my beer. And brings us the great society. Anything great about the society right now? And in each successive term, more and more people fall under poverty. More and more people get told, don't even try, you're not going to get there. Well, it's the story of Ridge Schuyler from the Network to Work program. On the same program yesterday, earlier in the program, we were talking to him about the accomplishments. The Virginia Employment Commission just issued a report, 109% increase in wages for people who've gone through Network to Work. And that's just the beginnings of it. But he bore testimony to the fact that these are folks who would convince themselves that, you know, this is my lot in life. It's not a lot, but it's a life.
Being tuned in means Joe Thomas now. Lars Larson at 6. Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I
graffiti children is just shocking. And for your listeners to know, what has happened is the Biden administration has said, if you are seeking federal assistance for nutrition for needy kids, i.e. reduced lunch programs for kids from poor backgrounds, then your school must and is required, if you're going to accept this money, must allow biological males to participate in women's sports and must allow biological males to both use women's locker rooms and women's bathrooms.
So we're going to hold up a school lunch money, which we can debate whether we need school lunch money. And this is Munchausen's by Government 101. But we're gonna, now that it's there, the federal government says, oh, you can't get along without this money. So this is what the thugs in Washington do. And remember, these are the ones who care. These are the ones who care about the apparently not the girl that got raped in the Loudoun County bathroom by somebody who claimed to be transgender. Apparently not as much as he thought he was or that he put down on his form. Joe, it's too soon for that. It's never too soon. And by the way, while we're worried about this crap, our SOL scores are 66% past the SOLs in math. 82% of Virginia students passed in math before the pandemic. And that still was not great results. But we were at least getting to 82%. But we're going to worry about whether or not some guy figures he can do better in women's softball than on the boys' baseball team. That's what we're going to worry about. It's amazing. As our friend Seton Motley once said, I want to go live in Panama or one of these other collapsed Central American economies because at least they're not debating how many genders there are. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Morning, Joe. It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, we got a war on drugs, and a South American president said, forget that, we've lost that war, let's consider different ways of addressing it. We've got a war on poverty, but we are still issuing more housing vouchers for public housing, which is increasing. We got the war on hunger, and as you know from your work with the Blue Ridge Area Food Banks, that's been growing, and now the agricultural department says, ah, heck, we've lost that war as well, so we'll stop with that. We've got the war against the Constitution and the amendments. Joe Biden says, and the Second Amendment is an outdated idea, that, and once that goes, everything else goes with it. And there's been a war against the Bible since the beginning of time, and that's actually a war against God. I'm just glad that I've read a book that tells the future, and we'll actually win that last war one day, but the rest of them...
One would say Mike is telling us his trials and tribulations there. But you are quite the warmonger this morning. And unfortunately, we don't seem to be doing nearly as well as when Dwight Eisenhower led us into combat in these wars.
Well, or even your last guest, he actually helped to return a country to itself despite ISIS. You know, at least that's a war we can get behind and win.
Oh, I know. This is the problem is we declare war on things because we... You know, and this becomes part and parcel of the tribalism that is infecting our schools, too. We're not individuals anymore. We're ideologies. We're groups. So I'm going to declare war on this group. So were there racists in the Founding Fathers? Yeah. Was Jefferson one of them? Not by what I've read. Was Madison one of them? Not by what I was read. But they want to throw them out with, and this is why tribalism is the first block in the wall. See, once you can create tribalism, then we can get rid of you, whether you've done anything wrong or not, because somebody in the group we've lumped you in has done something wrong, whether you're a Catholic priest or a founding father or a radio show host or a machinist or a computer technician. So that's the insidiousness of it, and that's what we have to fight back against. I must run, my friend. You have a great morning.
okay, just don't throw out the bushel apples because of one bad
apple. I'm not sure what he said. He faded away there.
We have been around for almost 90 years, this morning alone, and not a sign of any slowing down.
I took four meetings at Seville Coffee.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
WCHV time, 8:19 and 67 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios this Friday morning. Simple Systems and Solutions, AOScorp.net, also sponsoring Grant's weekend weather forecast from the CBS 19 Weather Center. Traffic is still moving without incident on this second day of move-in weekend. That's good news, as we don't need any accidents. It's already busy enough on the area roadways, already seeing it down Jefferson Park Avenue and West Main Street out there. As you come down across the corner as well, University Ave, by that merge, they're already seeing some slowdowns in Shadwell as well. Ivy Road out by Farmington, you're seeing it there. And actually, Airport Road's not too bad. Coming down Seminole Trail, you're actually pretty good. This morning in traffic, brought to you by SVOE, your Canon, Kyocera, Xerox copiers and service for Charlottesville.
That sound? That's flowers putting up a fight. Thousands of them at the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, raising funds and awareness for a breakthrough in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Join us at alz.org/walk.
The 2022 Walk to End Alzheimer's Charlottesville will be on October 22nd at CFA Institute. Register today at alz.org/walk.
Ralph, you're a Hall of Famer, met hundreds of highly successful athletes and champions. What's the secret?
Hey, Mike, I think it's about work ethic. How much you're willing to sacrifice to become the best and a champion in the classroom and in sports.
Are winners born, or is winning a learned behavior?
It takes time to understand the mindset of a true champion. Winners have to be developed over time.
So that means...
Hey, what does it take to be the best? Hello, this is Ralph Sampson, host of Center Court. Discover the secret Sundays at 12 noon on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Of Agriculture, what the Biden administration is attempting to do to weaponize nutrition assistance for feeding children is just shocking. And for your listeners to know, what has happened is the Biden administration has said, if you are seeking federal assistance for nutrition for needy kids, i.e. reduced lunch programs for kids from poor backgrounds, then your school must and is required, if you're going to accept this money, must allow biological males to participate in women's sports, and must allow biological males to both use women's locker rooms and women's bathrooms.
That's Attorney General Jason Miaris. Meanwhile, our standard of learning scores are 66% of mathematics. It's just horrific. You know, we're way behind where we were pre-pandemic, and we were no great shakes pre-pandemic. We were trying to figure out what to do about the SOL fails and teaching to the test and all the things that are wrong with that beforehand. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is playing games with school lunch money. Hold it. I thought these were the folks who said that children needed education, needed nutrition so that they could focus at school and have a, they would, and certainly they would never hold kids hostage. And where do they learn this? They learn this at school boards. How many times? Come on. Now play a game with me. Play your game with your old buddy Joe. How many school board meetings Or how many Board of Supervisors meetings have the school teachers all shown up in coordinated T-shirts with children saying, please don't fire my favorite teacher? And every time some school board chair says, I'm sorry, if we don't get more money from the taxpayers, we're going to have to start laying off teachers. And you've heard from little Sally here about her favorite teacher. This isn't new. These are people now in Washington who have learned how to do this at the school board level. They learn at the school board, then they get elected to the state house, then they get elected to Congress, and is welcome to the party, pal. We are going to starve. I know. Click, 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 click. Joe, you're better than that. Joe Biden, I can make the case that Joe Biden would rather starve children to death. Maybe, what do you think of this? How about we go run an announcement in Albemarle County schools? I'm sure Dr. Haas would be this. Like, if you're not transgender, you can't eat here. Because we've never had any problem with telling people you're not allowed to eat somewhere because of the physical manifestation of your body before. No, we've never had any. We learned this in COVID. This is medical apartheid again. If you don't cut off your body parts and change your sex, you don't get to eat. If you don't decide that boys can, you know, run the table in all girls athletics, you don't get to eat. I mean, you know that if a Republican did this, you know that's the first words that would come out of Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer's mouth is, oh, he's trying to starve the elementary school kids. He wants his radical agenda and he's going to starve your children for it. You know, you cannot tell me that's not the first thing you'd say. So why is it unfair for me to say Joe Biden is trying to starve elementary school children, especially the poor black and Latino ones and the poor white ones who live in poor communities? Why am I wrong for saying that he's starving them? Need I remind you that when we use the laws provided to us by our governing documents at the time known as Magna Carta, when we wrote to the Parliament of Great Britain amongst the multitude of abuses and usurpations, amongst them was, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Sounds like the Department of Agriculture to me. You're going to tell me the Fox family isn't going to farm in Western Albemarle County if there's not a Department of Agriculture? The hell you say. I think we had farmers before there was a Department of Agriculture. Get rid of it. Just like the city of Charlottesville has outlived its usefulness. These multitude of offices that Joe Biden and his ilk have created, and Republicans are as guilty of this as possible, but I'm not going to bite my tongue and say Joe Biden isn't starving children, isn't threatening to starve the poor kids of America. Unless they allow boys to play girls' sports and, you know, well, you know, and you gameplay this out. School nurses with puberty blocking pills. What about school nurses with chemical castration medicine? Come on, kids. You really want to be a different gender, don't you? You want to eat, don't you? And to me, that's the abstract here. Come on, kids. You all want to be a boy. Come on, boys. You want to be a girl. Girls, you want to be a boy. You want to eat, don't you? This is offensive. I'd like to say this is an impeachable offense, but again, that's a phrase that's gotten overused. And this is exactly, not to beat the drum again, but if I'm not going to do it, no one else is going to. This is why we need a convention of states to rein this stuff in, to fire these people. Hell, I'd have them arrested, but I'll settle for firing them.
The radio station that does more to fight inflation than the Inflation Reduction Act.
He's robbing them.
We don't have any subsidies for you either.
I get it.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.